You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our house musician, Jonathan Colton, and our puzzle guru, John Chinesky. Our next game is called Musical Reenactments, and here to play it are Leah Uden and Cliff Fuller. I would like to know if either of you have gotten into a public fight of any kind. Cliff?
I had a Larry David moment at 8 o'clock in the morning at a Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah.
Because somebody cut the line when there was no line.
Oh, no.
And so I actually quickly made my purchase and saw the guy three blocks away and chased him down Broadway just so I could tell him what he did wrong. And then it escalated. No punches were thrown. I just needed him to admit that he did what he did.
And did he?
Yes.
Good.
I won.
Good. Leah, how about you?
Nothing like that, but... No, I've been yelled at on the subway a fair amount of times.
By random people?
Just by random people.
Oh, so you were an innocent victim.
I mean, usually.
Yeah, what happened?
Once I didn't move my leg out of the way fast enough.
Well, I'm with the other person
really
on that one.
Yelled at me.
Jonathan?
Yeah.
Pat Benatar said it when she said, love is a battlefield. I mean...
Oh, she said it all, sister.
Yeah.
It's true. In this game, we have rewritten the lyrics to Love is a Battlefield to describe historic battles and battlefields. You have to tell us which ones we're talking about, and for full credit, I would like you to sing it like this. Valley Forge is a battlefield. Although, substitute the correct answer instead of Valley Forge. Are you ready?
Sure.
Sure.
Here we go. Napoleon! Get off the field, cause you're done. This war has been 23 years long. Let's make it an ABBA song. Leah.
Waterloo is a battlefield.
That's correct.
Did you know it the whole way through, or was it the ABBA line?
The ABBA line helped.
Yeah.
That's the clincher right there.
It's the song that ended the war, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Yeah, they were like, this song is so beautiful. Let's stop fighting. Pickets charge. High water mark for the grave. Our battle has lasted 3 days. I hope Lincoln makes a speech. Leah.
Gettysburg is a battlefield.
Yes. I'm sure Abraham Lincoln would be very proud.
He would love it.
Okay, back to this dumb song. Come on, Cornwallis man, just wave the white flag, because you know that you're through. The French are on our side, and we don't mean to brag. George Washington is better than you. Yeah, it could be anything.
Yeah.
Any hints from our puzzle guru, John Chinesky?
Well, this is a place in Virginia, and the first syllable of it is very similar to the town that we're in now, New
Yorktown?
Oh.
Wow.
I forgot it was two, sorry.
Okay. I heard one bell. That was Leah, correct?
Yeah,
it was.
Leah!
Yorktown?
Yorktown is correct.
I will say, though, it was perfectly in unison.
Yeah.
We are
quite
singing
beautiful.
A song. So.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Find me a flag. Take a photo of us raising one. Statue someday in Arlington. Clint Eastwood will make a film. Leah.
Iwo Jima is the battle.
Yeah, you got it.
That one just rolls off the tongue.
Really? Pat Benatar made a big mistake when she didn't actually write this song about battlefields.
I know.
Wasted time with a metaphor. Should have been more clear and direct.
Please don't fire till you see the whites of their eye. We're saving Boston, you guys. But the British will win this one. Dead silence. Leah!
Lexington and Concord?
That's the right war. Cliff!
Bunker Hill is a battlefield.
Yeah, you got it.
Moral victory.
Good.
John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
It was a hard-fought battle, but Leah, we will see at the Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.
Do you think you can lead a charge against puzzles, trivia, and wordplay? Then go to amatickets.org to take our contestant quiz, and we'll see whether you can conquer our crafty clues.